23 و 3 دقیقه. اینجا تهران، صدای ایران. آغاز برنامه به زبان انگلیسی.
From the heart of the Middle East, in Iran's capital city, Tehran, the Foreign Language Program Department of Radio Iran invites you to listen for the next 2 hours of Iranian music, news, and special features designed to acquaint you with modern Iran today, and to share with you something of the heritage of its fascinating cultural past.
This morning, the Secretary of State, Shah, has been to the preparations for a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the establishment of the Iranian monarchy. The monarch observed the money festivities, giving the necessary orders to the responsible officials. The Shah shall return to the capital at 6 o'clock this evening on a special plane, which he himself piloted. From this room, we are today presented his new champion for the Mashmas. In a lengthy speech, the Prime Minister explained his government program and the close cooperation between the government and the legislature. Shortly after that, the Iranian Foreign Minister, Mr. Shkharabadi, left Tehran for New York to attend the 26th session of the United Nations Organization as the head of the Iranian delegation. Speaking to the newsman before his departure, the Foreign Minister said that Iran will support the admission of the Republic of China, both in the General Assembly and the Security Council, as the only representative of that country. As far as the Middle East crisis is concerned, Iran will maintain its previous stand, calling for implementation of the Security Council resolution of 22 November 1967 and the restoration of the legal rights of the Arabs. With regard to other matters which might be discussed at the forthcoming General Assembly session, the Foreign Minister said that, as in the past, Iran will support the general disarmament, work for the easing of the police crisis, and act against racial discrimination. A public health delegation from Turkey had advised former health minister Raed Tehran is slowly to inspect health establishments in this country and to study family plan programs. The Minister went to Beirut to attend the extraordinary meeting of which is scheduled to convene in the Lebanese capital. From there, the Minister of Finance will follow the guard and go to Washington, where he will participate in the annual meeting of the International Bank. The Finance Minister was accompanied on this trip by the Deputy Director of the Plan Organization and by the Governor of the Central Bank of Iran. The Third Congress on Ministry and Culture 21 Iranian scholars and researchers are participating in this congress, which is being held in the year of Cyrus the Great, to where most nations prepare to celebrate the 25th century of the establishment of the Persian monarchy. Sahara, farming in arid and semi-arid lands, will be met today with the participation of representatives from the Central Lebanon country. 8 delegates from Turkey, 6 from the United States, 3 from England, and 3 from Iran are participating in the salon. To mark the 25th centenary of the establishment of the Iranian monarchy, several exhibitions have been scheduled to open at various art museums and at different parts of the United States. The Hesitant Exhibition called A Salute to Iran will be held at the famous Corning Glass Museum in Washington. That concludes our news bulletin for tonight. And now, before our vision talk, we invite you to listen to some exclusive music.
In October of 1979, Iran ve Senegal, the 2015 year founding of the Persian Empire by Cyrus the Great. First Nations of the world will also mark the historic event of international significance. In our talk tonight, we shall bring you once again to a glimpse of another period of the global history of our land. During World War II, Iran remained neutral, but rather under the pretense that Iran was the sole road to victory, occupied the country, using it for transport of munitions and provisions to the Soviet Union. This facilitated and assured the Allied victory, so much that they clearly won the victory bridge. After the execution of Reza Shah the Great on the 25th of Shahrazad, 1320, his Imperial Majesty Muhammad Reza Pasha assumed the position of Iran. Then, Khalifa finished a part of his education in Tehran, began to get acquainted with the people of Iran, studied the history and civilization of the country, and familiarized himself with the culture of his nation. For several years, the Imperial Majesty had visited parts of his country in the company of his Imperial father and had become familiar with the living conditions of the inhabitants. From the very beginning of his reign, he used all his power to achieve the important goals. To military forces from the country and to establish peace and order throughout the land. To honor them the purpose of sustained during the war and to ensure education, hygiene, housing, clothing and food for all. In order to attain that end, great efforts were made until 1332, but the activities of foreign countries and royal agents often endangered the country's existence. So in that year, the people rose in support of the Shahan Shah, and once more peace and tranquility were possible as basic development programs were rapidly enforced. In 1340, the land reforms began by order of the Shahan Shah, and in Batman of 1341, His Imperial Majesty presented his first revolution charter in the Great Farmers' Assembly. On the 6th of Batman, the people endorsed the charter with their votes and put an end to puberty in Iran. The women obtained equal rights, but men in the political, economic and social sphere, workers shared the profits made by the factories. Forests, pastures, and natural resources were all nationalized. Shares of government plans were prepared for sale to provide financial backing for the enforcement of land reform. Members of the Justified and Development Schools were sent to the villages. A unique cultural revolution began, and the organization for an all-American plant was founded. Profound reforms were effected in administrative organizations. And Iran obtained all prestige and special standing among the nations of the world. Moreover, the violent Iranian Shahan Shah proposed two important projects aimed to serve various communities and the deprived classes to the United Nations. The first, which was the universal campaign against illiteracy, has been put into practice and has rendered brilliant results. The second project was the Legion of Human Servitors and was approved by the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations Organization on the 10th of November 1348, which coincides with the 1st of August 1969. This project drove the population of all nations of the world. You have found the battle of Radio Iran. You have just heard the meeting that you took. And from now until the end of our program, we invite you to listen to recorded music.
سی به وقت کلینیک.
اینجا تهران است. صدای ایران.
The Iranian Abroad program from Radio Iran on the 12176 kilohertz at 2030 GMT.
صدای ایران در آفیس برنامه امشب برای همه شما هموطنان دور از کشور